Hey, listeners, it's Jen. I hope you're enjoying season 4 of What Are You Listening To? This week, I'm back with a new installment of What Are You Listening To? Time Capsule. Waitlit Time Capsule is just that. It's bits and pieces in the form of songs that are meant to evoke a certain time or place. I'm going to bring you 4 songs, like always, but Time Capsule episodes are not interview style. They're simply meant to create a vibe or mark an audio moment in time. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. As you may or may not know, it's tradition on the Super Awesome Mix Network to publish a birthday playlist. So today's time capsule is the music I'm listening to celebrate my birthday. When putting this playlist together, I literally pulled 4 songs that I have on repeat as I celebrate one more trip around the sun. So here we go with my birthday music time capsule. My first track combines 2 of my faves. It is the collab I've been waiting for, and I didn't even know it. It's a song from 2020 called The Valley of the Pagans by Gorillaz featuring Beck. Now, this song is from the 2020 Gorillaz album, Song Machine Season 1, Strange Times. It was recorded during COVID, and it's an amazing album, all collabs, all good. And you can really tell that it's sort of steeped in that 2020. I think it came out like October of 2020. So we had all been living in like pandemic times for a minute. Lockdowns were in full effect. And I think it's amazing that you get this really happy, vibrant, bright song out of that time period. Now, when you do a deeper dive, yes, the lyrics can reflect a little bit more of what was going on, but it's one of those songs that sounds really happy on the surface, and then you get into it and maybe there's a little bit more going on. But I still think that this song is almost a perfect collaboration. We listen to a lot of Gorillaz in my house. It's a crowd pleaser for everyone. My husband loves them. My teenage daughter loves them. Then you throw in Beck, who 1996 album Odelay is one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. I think that those 2 elements together, Gorillaz and Beck, gives you an almost perfect song. As with most Gorilla tunes, there is a message here. And I say that if you want in on that, like, go deep, read the lyrics, follow along. And if you don't, then just blast this track for a good time. You know, with these 2 bands collabing, you're in for some amazing wild lyrics. So definitely check that out. But like I said, if you want to just enjoy it for the fun, that's okay too. And also, when you're listening, let me know if you get Cake vibes, the band Cake, from Beck about halfway through the song. I definitely do. Every time I hear it, I think like, this sounds so much like Cake. So I think you guys will know what I'm talking about when you listen. But definitely let me know. DM me on Instagram. I'm interested to know if you guys get that vibe as well. And this is definitely one worth checking out the video for if you are familiar with Gorillaz and you know all of their songs. Most of their songs have a video that accompanies. This one follows Noodle on her journey, just like the others. So definitely give this one a watch as well. Worth seeing and definitely an excellent companion to the song. Next up in my birthday playlist is an old song, a song that I come back to again and again by a band that I come back to again and again. It's a song from 1987, and it's called Family Man by Fleetwood Mac. So this is the last album. This is from the Tango in the Night album, and this is the last album of Fleetwood Mac. With the lineup of the band in its most successful form, which is Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and Christine McVie. Shortly after recording this album, Lindsey Buckingham left the band. He's been doing this for a while now. But after this, he left the band and he did not appear with them again until 1997 for their live album called The Dance. And there's a famous story. Of course, I wasn't there, much as I wish I would have been. But that when they sort of all came together after recording to talk about the tour for this album, Lindsey Buckingham announced that he was leaving the band and would not be going on tour with them. And Stevie Nicks was so incensed that she physically attacked him, and allegedly like their brawl like went out into the street. I think the meeting was at Christine McVie's house. Maybe it was at one of the band members' houses. And they got into it so badly that it literally like spilled out into the street in front of her house. So there's the passion. I think it's that passion that makes the band so enigmatic and, you know, still relevant and listenable today. There was so much fueling everything that was going on with them creatively. I mean, there was also a lot of cocaine fueling them, but there was a lot of creativity and a lot of passion as well back then. This album, the Tango and the Night album, had a lot of big hits on it. You know, Big Love, Seven Wonders, Everywhere, Little Lies. Those were the big songs from the album, the big singles that dropped. But this song is so good too. And it was released as a single, but just kind of never gained the notoriety that those other four tracks did. I feel like it is a lesser known Fleetwood Mac track. So it's not as overplayed as some of their big top 40 hits. I mean, again, though, don't get me wrong. For me, there's really no such thing as overplayed when it comes to Fleetwood Mac, but it is nice to have a deeper track playlist of their music from time to time rather than just listening to, you know, their big hits of the day. I think that this song definitely for sure has Big Love vibes. Like if you like Big Love off of this album, I think that you'll like this song. You can definitely hear that from the very beginning. And Lindsey Buckingham's guitar playing, I mean, it's just worth the price of admission on this track especially. You get some flamenco guitar, you get some castanets in the background. This definitely feels like, you know, Lindsey Buckingham and his Brian Wilson era in terms of production. You can tell he was experimenting and trying to bring a new vibe to their music. But this song is also like really firmly rooted in the 80s from a sound perspective. So I think you get a lot of that. You get all of the Fleetwood Mac that we love from early Fleetwood Mac. And then you get sort of this 80s vibe, and you get Lindsey Buckingham like really in his production sweet spot in terms of arranging and producing these songs and this album. So give this one a listen. If Family Man's not a track you're familiar with by Fleetwood Mac, then for sure familiarize yourself. I think that you'll like it. Next up, and the third track on the list, is a new song, relatively new song, by a band that I love, but I had to take a bit of a break from because I listened to their 2010 Brothers album way too much. But I'm happy to have this band and their newest single for them, for sure, in rotation. It came out in January of this year, and it's a song by the Black Keys called Beautiful People Stay High. So this song really goes back to the version of the Black Keys that I like the best, just raw rock and roll. And it's a party from the very first note. You know, Dan Auerbach has like had a hand in producing everyone, I feel like, from like 2006 until now. So it was getting really hard to avoid his sound, hence me sort of needing to take a break or step back a little bit from my love of the Black Keys. But this song is such a great return to me. I do like, you know, most things that he's had his hand in. I love when he does his side projects. I love Dan Auerbach solo. But I really like when they come back to the Black Keys, it's sort of like a Jack White situation. And I know there was like some beef between them for a long time. I think word on the music street is that they've since worked that out and no more animosity between Jack White and Dan Auerbach. But I think the comparison is valid. You know, like I love Jack White also, but I love him best when he's with Meg in the White Stripes. And it's the same for me with the Black Keys. I love a lot of Dan Auerbach solo. I love his side projects. I love the bands that he picks to produce. And my very favorite version of him is when he's in the Black Keys. And I also think that, you know, this song is again, even for the Black Keys, my most favorite version of them, just straightforward Black Keys rock. It makes me happy. It's a spring break road trip in a song. It's a backyard barbecue in a song. It's hanging out with your friends. It just makes me happy. And I think that it's a testament to the fact that they can produce music that sounds so similar, really sonically, from one album to the next and still get people, or at least get me, excited about a new track. They're not doing anything that's really that much of a departure or different here. It's just going back to the kind of rock music that they make that I love. The last thing I will say about the Auerbach verse is that he has another side project that I also really love called The Arcs. And so if you're not familiar with The Arcs and you're feeling like you've been Black Keyed to death, definitely they're worth checking out if you're not familiar. So I'll put a little plug in for another one of Dan Auerbach's side projects called The Arcs, also worth listening to. And then to round out today's birthday playlist, I'm going to close with an all-time favorite. This is 100% representative of my current era, and it's Easy by the Commodores from 1977. Now, if you know me, you know that I love this song. It often appears on playlists I make for friends. It often describes my mood, and it is my mantra for 2024. I'm trying to keep everything easy like a Sunday morning. Definitely, this song is about a relationship ending, if you've listened to it, and I'm sure that you have since it's been around for a pretty long time. But because of that, I like to think of this song as a song about new beginnings. And it's been that way since I first heard it. You know, I think I was a kid. I was very, very small when this song came out. But as I've listened to it, as I've grown up and into adulthood, you know, I can certainly understand. And even as a kid, I could understand it was about a relationship ending, but it did always sound so hopeful to me. It sounded like it was a person that was really clear on why he ended the relationship. And now he's moving on to new beginnings. So that's what I've always chosen to have this song represent for me. It's about new beginnings. It's about releasing control of things that, you know, are impossible for me to control, which, let's be honest, is most things. So again, my plan is to move through 2024 with the clarity and ease that this song brings. And I feel like it's just, this song is the perfect soundtrack for that kind of a mindset. And, you know, this song is everything I love about Lionel Richie, his voice, his lyrics, his earnestness, the thoughtful way in which he tells the story. He's not really disparaging of the other person or the relationship ending. He's just very thoughtful about it. You can tell that he's put some time in reflecting on why this relationship didn't go the way he thought it would and what he's going to do next. And so, again, that's another thing that I love about this song, is that it really does keep my eyes facing forward always and thinking about what's next. So if it's been a while since you gave this one a listen, I'm giving you permission to take a little me time, sit down with a cup of hot tea or a cold beer or whatever makes you feel comfortable, and just belt this one out. It really is a classic, and I think that it's one that can be revisited often and should be revisited often, quite frankly. Well, thank you so much for joining me for my birthday music time capsule. Thank you for listening, and I hope this playlist finds you living your best life and having a great 2024 so far. As always, please be sure to follow, download, and share this show. And if you love listening, please drop a review on Apple or Spotify for us. Last but not least, to stay informed on all things Super Awesome Mix and What Are You Listening To, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. There, you can also drop us a DM, let us know what you think of the shows, let us know what you wish we'd cover, what we should cover in more depth, what we need to stop covering. We're happy to hear from you, and we do listen to all feedback that we get. So please feel free to reach out at Super Awesome Mix on Instagram. Well, thanks for listening, and please join me again next week to find your new favorite song.